Megillah Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel. The Ode Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and also Rabbi Yehuda said, and Tais Yantif says that the Ode, and furthermore, meaning Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer in the previous Mishnah, and now he's adding another example of a Chumrah. Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, a shul that was destroyed, Ein Maspidim B'Soicho. You can't do a hesped in the shul anymore, just like you can't do a hesped in a shul that's standing. And this is dafka, a hesped for a regular person. But a chosh of a person, like Tais Yantif brings, it is fitting for Talmud Chacham or chosh a person that he should have a hesped in a Beis HaKnesses. So Luchai wouldn't make a difference if it's standing or it was destroyed or not used. Vein mafshilin b'soicha chavolim. And also this Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed, one cannot spread out like rope, to make rope, and they would twist the yarns or whatever they did to make rope. And the Mefarshim explained this lav dafka making rope, it's any type of mundane work that would be done, because making rope, they needed a lot of space, so if they were just using a shul for that, it's a bizayon. Vein parson l'soichim mitzudos, and they used to have shuls in the fields, so that the workers in the fields would be able to daven. So in this destroyed Beis HaKnesses, one cannot spread out nets to catch animals, because after the Beis HaKnesses was destroyed, there was a concern that animals would go into the shul, so it's also derech bizayon to put like nets in this shul. Vein shoytchin al gago peiros, and one is not allowed to leave fruits on the roof of the shul. They used to leave fruits on the roof to dry out. There's a shaila, the roof, which is on top of the shul, what type of kedusha does that have? The Mefarshim go into that. Nevertheless, one still cannot put fruits on top. Also, it doesn't look so nice from the outside. Vein osin also kapandaria, and one still cannot make the shul into a shortcut. He can't walk through the shul to go from one place to another, even if the shul is destroyed. Shenemar vashimosias mikdashechem. As the Torah says, that Hashem says that he will destroy the mikdashechem, our beis hamikdash. Kedushasan af kishen shomeimin. The Kedusha still is there, even after it's destroyed. In other words, Hashem's still calling it a Mikdash, Mikdash Ma'at, even after it's destroyed. And therefore, since it's still called a Mikdash Ma'at, that's why in this Mishnah, you can't do all these things even afterwards. Olu bo asavim, if after it's destroyed, it grows grass, lo yitlosh mipnei agmas nefesh. One should not cut the grass because of agmas nefesh, that they will remember, the Rav explains, the days that it was built, and it'll encourage people to build it, or that they'll daven that it should be built. The agmas nefesh, the emotional pain that it'll cause them by seeing this. So therefore, you should let the grass grow. Let it look like it's in ruin, so people will daven that it should be fixed and restored. The Rav says, though, that this is only prompt to cut the grass, like to feed it to animals or to use it, but if you want to cut the grass and then just leave it there where you cut it, that's okay. Because if you do that, there's still going to be agmas nefesh. People will still be troubled in the current state of the shul.